my God, oh my God, oh my God. I mean, hi, welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. Last night marked the season premiere of ER, and all I can say is, oh my God, I'm not going to be doing little quizzes or birthdays or ER news today because I am just flabbergasted about last night's episode. All I have to say is, ER is back. It's in its prime again. Oh my God. Last night's episode, Bloodline, has to be my most favorite episode ever. Here I thought Healers was awesome, but I was in hysterics the entire hour. There wasn't a scene I wasn't crying in or cheering in or screaming. I hope you guys saw it, because I ain't gonna be talking about that. Screw all the announcements I had. They don't matter. Oh my God. Okay, so it basically takes about probably like 20 minutes or a half hour after the season finale of last season. And it shows basically Carrie just absolutely freaking out. She's looking for Sam. Where's Sam? Where's Sam? And of course, she was kidnapped. Frank is just stunned. They don't know what's going on with Abby and Mooka yet. And, oh God, I'm just, wow. Okay, there's just so much to talk about. First, I guess, the intro, the theme song, the credits. There was none, which was awesome. I loved it. They did a little Lost thing and just went ER. And it was great. I love it, and I hope they keep it. Why don't we first start talking about the whole Sam and Alex storyline, because that is an extremely powerful, powerful storyline. Like I said, we left off with Sam and Alex being kidnapped by Steve and what's-her-face, Mary, and the other jackass, I don't know. And, basically, things are going okay on their trip, if you can call it a trip. Alex needs his insulin, basically. So they need to stop at a side rest stop. Excuse me. And Sam and the jackass, who I don't remember his name, but that's alright. He's a jackass anyways. They go into the gas station, and I'm sure like any mother would try. Sam tried to get people's attention. She tried to look to steal stuff so the security camera would see her. Jackass caught her. And so she went into the bathroom and she left her nurse ID number, her ID, and said they were kidnapped on a paper towel in the sink, which was great. But Jackass found it and threw it away and said if she ever tried that again, he would kill Alex. And as all the mothers and fathers out there probably feel, they wouldn't jeopardize their kids' lives, so she just went along with it. And then, how awesome was that high-speed chase? Some Hicktown cop was trying to chase him, and Jackass ran the cop into a construction site, and the cop flipped over and crushed the car, and that was freaking awesome. But, I don't know, I'm sure it started getting difficult to watch, right? When they pulled over to rest for the night. I knew that section was going to be hard because it was just clear it was going to be. So basically Steve kills Jackass and Mary, if that's her name. I don't know, but I'm going to call her Mary. He kills her. And so Sam and Alex are petrified now. And, Sam doesn't want to jeopardize Alex's life, so she just plays along with Steve, and Alex is asleep, and I don't know, it was difficult to watch Steve raping Sam. Sam wasn't fighting back or anything, but she was trying to save her kid's life, and anyone would do the same thing she was doing, and she was being raped, and it was really, really hard to watch, because Linda Cardellini was awesome in that scene. She was fantastic because you really felt like you were in her place. And so, the end of the storyline, quote-unquote end, Steve is asleep, so Sam runs, gets the keys, and gets in the van to ready to drive off into the sunset and save Alex, and then she stops. And she gets out of the van. And right here, I'm like, right there, screaming at the TV, like, oh, Alex, don't, I mean, Sam, don't do it, don't do it, because I know what she's gonna do. Sam walks over to Steve, who is sleeping, she grabs his gun and shoots him 4 times, and I assume in the head or whatever, shoots him 4 times, and that's where the episode ended. So, I am freaking out. I would, I mean, any parent out there would probably do the same thing, but it was still pretty shocking.
Okay, now, Jerry. How cute was Jerry's mother? Oh my god, I loved her. And the actress, I can't remember who the actress is, Mrs. Costanza. Wow, she's getting really old, but she's still freaking adorable. She was the typical Jewish ma, and that was awesome. I loved it. You could see everyone's concern about how Jerry was, and rightly so, because Jerry has been there the longest, longer than Carrie even. And I was freaking out because Abraham and Ruby has a new show on CBS. So I am hysterical every Jerry scene. Every time they're like, cut him open, play with his heart and everything. Oh my god, what's his name? DeBanco, thank you. DeBanco is the surgeon on call, so he has to perform whatever it is. I don't remember. On Jerry's heart. He's basically, Jerry is having a heart attack because DeBanco put a stitch in one of his valves and Neela caught it and saved Jerry's life because Jerry came out of surgery all not happy, I guess, because he just had surgery, but he's alive. So I'm so excited. I mean, there's still recovery, which I'm petrified about, but I'm so happy that Jerry is okay. Neela and Archie were standing there in the observatory watching the entire thing, and I was like, yes, yes, yes. And how awesome was Neela? She just buried her husband, and now she's saving lives, which is great. The main storyline, but one of the big storylines, of course, is Abby and Luca. Let me just say, if this episode isn't nominated for an Emmy, I'm going to kill someone. Goran and Maura. Oh my god. The Emmy award-winning performances in this episode. Basically, we left off last season with Luca restrained and tubed and muscle relaxer all hostage in the suture room or whatever. And Abby, who is 30 weeks pregnant, she starts bleeding and passes out. So we pick up, Carrie finds them, Coburn is called, and they're freaking out. Luca and Abby are freaking out about the baby, and rightly so. They have 10 weeks. They say 32 weeks is better, but 30 weeks is a little too early. Okay, so how awesome was Maura Tierney's acting? She was, they were both awesome, but Abby was very Abby-like, tough as nails, but then the mother side popped out, and she was very worried about the baby. So they went up to the maternity ward to try to stop the contractions Abby was having, and they discover that, well, Coburn is doing an ultrasound, and Lucas says, it's a boy. So they're having a little boy. When does a person on ER not have a little boy? Except for Hathaway. I mean, they always seem to have boys. The best scene, funny scene, the only time I didn't cry in the entire episode was that scene, I'm sure all of you chuckled too, where Abby is sitting there, and she's like, he can't come, we don't have a stroller, we don't have a car seat? We don't even have a name. And Luca was like, well, I've been thinking. I would like to name him after my father. And Abby's like, your father? That's sweet. Or whatever she said. And Luca was like, Mongo is a very popular Croatian name. And just the look on Abby's face was awesome. She's like, the look was like, are you freaking serious? And then the way, you know how Goran will smirk and his little dimples and his eyes will twinkle. He did it. And he's like, no, his name's not Mongo. I'm kidding. His name is Yosef. And I was like, okay, good. Yosef. I like that name way better than Mongo. And so did Abby, apparently. So, all of a sudden, Abby thought her water broke, but Luca saw she was laying in a puddle of blood. So her placenta erupted, or whatever they call it. And so Coburn and Luca and Abby rushed to the ER, I mean, not, the OR, for emergency C-section. And I am freaking out, let me tell you. I was screaming and crying and praying. And I was just, like I said, I was screaming about Luca better not lose another child. He just can't lose another child. And so they cut her open, and they pulled a little tiny, tiny little thing out, and the baby's not crying, and Abby is gushing blood, and I am just freaking out. They need to intubate the baby, and Coburn is working really hard in Abby, and Coburn, you can tell Coburn is freaking out in the doctor kind of way, not showing it, but freaking out on the inside. She's like, I don't know what to do anymore. I can't stop you bleeding. It's been 20 minutes. We keep on giving you blood. I don't know. And Abby, the best Mora acting scene was in this. They roll the baby out to the NICU, and Luca wants to stay with Abby, and he's like, no, let me stay with you, Abby, or whatever his accent is. And Abby's like, shut up, go with the baby, I don't want him to be alone. And she's just screaming at him to shut up and go. And it was just fantastic acting. Oh my god, Mora needs to win a freaking Emmy. And so Luca goes to be with his son, and Coburn looks at Abby, and she's like, I just can't stop this, and I can either continue to try or give you a hysterectomy. And then the scene ends. And so, it's really sweet. Luca was in the NICU with the baby, and just watching him, and, you know, choked up, of course, and Carrie comes in, where Carrie always seems to be popping up everywhere in the episode. Carrie comes in and just stands with him, and she just says how the NICU is really nice, and Henry was here, and the baby will be fine. Luca's like, I know the baby will be fine. I need to be with Abby, but I don't want the baby to be alone. And Carrie's like, the baby won't be alone. And so I was like, so she'll sit over the baby, which is awesome. But, I don't know. The next scene was pretty heart-wrenching, too, for Mora acting and Goran acting. Did I just call her Morin? I don't know. So she just came out of surgery, and Luca goes up to her, and, like, the first thing she says, and I was crying. She looks at him and said, will one baby be enough? And I'm just like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And Luca's just looking at her, and she says she had a hysterectomy, and Luca, you know, is very strong, like Luca is, but also very upset, like how he is, because he's a very emotional gentleman. And they're hugging and not kissing. Well, I guess they did kiss. And Abby was like, the only thing I remember about my father is he used to watch boxing, and he used to love Joe Frazier. And can we name the baby Joe? Because Joe Frazier was a fighter. And I was like, okay. So the name Joe was right. I mean, she was like Joseph first and then said Joe, so I think his formal name is Joseph. But I like the story behind the name, and Yosef is Luca's father, so that's fitting also. And Luca pulled out his BlackBerry, or Palm Pie, whatever the technological word is. And he had a streamline of video of the baby for Abby to look. She had the heel, and she couldn't see the baby for 24 hours. And it was so sweet watching them just stare at the baby's video and everything. The baby was kind of ugly, for a preemie, I guess, but I can totally see the casting, because it had a nice big nose and black hair, and it was totally Abby and Luca's baby. And that's pretty much, well, I was going to say that's pretty much where it ends, but then there's a whole bathroom scene with Luca, and Luca's in the bathroom, and he finally breaks down. He throws a garbage can through the mirror, and he's breaking down. And, you know, considering his past, I would be too. He's lost too many people he's loved. And I have a feeling he won't be losing this baby, but it is ER, so you never know. Okay, one of my favorite scenes wasn't in a storyline. Frank was sitting in the, I think it was the suture room, I don't know, trauma room, whatever. Frank was sitting there just staring at the floor. And Greg came in, I can't remember Frank's real name. Was it Leland Ozer? Or is that someone else? No, that's not him. That's DeBanco. Frank, this was an Emmy nominated nation scene for him. He was just sitting there, and he was like, I'm old. I've seen a lot of stuff. And I thought the bad people who were bad back then are the same kind of bad people that are bad now. But after today, I've come to realize it's a whole new terror out there. And you can tell how upset he is, how disturbed it was. I don't know if it was because he wasn't there. I don't know if it was seeing Jerry on the table and dying, because thinking, man, if I came in, that would have been me, you know, because that is a life-changing thing that happens. But Greg just looks at him and he's like, no, the world, basically, the world is a much safer place now, and one isolated event can't determine the rest of what's going to happen. I can't remember. What was Greg's wording? Oh, yeah. Because Frank was like, I think this is the slow descent of the human race. And Greg said, in a very Greg way, mind you, he was like, no, I think today was just a bad day for the home team. And then the scene ended. But it was such a powerful scene and great acting. Even though Mackay only said one line, basically, it was a powerful line in the context, and it was awesome. And let me just say, I am so freaking happy I taped this episode, because I think I'm going to be watching it 3 billion times this week. It was an amazing episode. Next week's episode is entitled Graduation Day. Why? I don't know. Actually, I do know, but I'm not telling you. Oh, wait. I'm gonna. It is about, let's see, a child's fate hangs in the balance as two doctors struggle to make a right choice. The hospital board considers a permanent solution as a result of recent events. The ER struggles to get back to normal as old staffers play new roles and new personnel come on board. I believe it, John Stamos is in next week, and, excuse me, and Sam is, I believe, is coming back, maybe not to the ER, but Linda is in next week's episode. What I want to happen in next week's episode is Shane West completely nude running through the ER. That would be awesome. But don't forget to watch it, and I hope you watched this week's. If you didn't, I feel sorry for you. And until next week.